It's Friday's Roundup with Phil and Hank. Total nonsense, a weekend outlook, dumbest criminals, facts about anything and nothing, and leftovers from the week. Just like that sandwich from Tuesday on Hank's desk, it's a little stale, but you'll probably eat it anyway. Today's Roundup is brought to you by the great folks at Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home.
Move 'em on. It's time for the Roundup.
Cut 'em out. Ride 'em in. Cut 'em out.
Ride 'em in rawhide.
Hey,
good
morning. Going on?
You beat me home last night.
First time all year, I think.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Game started early, didn't have very many fouls, and pew, Phil was home and probably got to say good night to Junie last night.
Oh, you know, but she was highly disappointed. Yeah, she was. No wonder you played John Denver this morning.
I did.
Always trying to get one up on her, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm always, you know.
Do you put the John Denver, like when you play one and you haven't done nothing wrong, like, hey, honey, I played John Denver song.
Yeah, that's a love bank contribution.
Is
right
it,
there.
Yeah. Does she count those?
Mm-mm, I don't think so.
Okay.
But
you do.
I do.
Yeah, that's all that matters. So you've deposited way more.
I have.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, good for you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If only I could do that with my finances, but.
Try it. Play a John Denver song and say, you know what? You're going to the bank.
Yeah. Well.
So anyway, and where are you at tonight?
I am in Richland Center.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Good for you.
Yep. We'll be here with the girls' game tonight.
Well, yep.
And then we'll get the cheese ball king, Bill Twining, in with wrestling coverage tomorrow from Weston.
Yeah, good for him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you see his solo cup?
He has a big solo cup there.
Yeah, it's huge.
Uh-huh.
It was posted on Facebook the other day.
Yeah, you could almost step in it.
Oh, you can step in it. Yeah. I use it for a trash can, but he...
Oh, you do?
Yeah, he just took it and like, you know what, this is mine.
Huh.
Nice
Did
of him.
Dump the trash out before
no,
he put
took
cheese
everything.
Balls in? Okay.
So he took the container too of cheese balls.
Did
so
he?
He's all good.
He's good to go.
Wrestling season is underway.
Him and David tomorrow. Yeah. Sad news about Bob Uecker yesterday.
You know what? Horrible news.
Yeah.
But I don't want to say horrible. It is a very sad thing. But he had a great life.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my
sure
goodness!
Did.
I didn't know that he was battling lung cancer.
No, no one did. No one did, other than immediate family. I think the players must have known it later in the year. You know, people in the organization, but it was obviously kept confidential and things like that. But
then it's no one's business. But
no, it's not. But you know, I just when it happened yesterday, it was kind of a shock.
It was.
Obviously, those that knew saw it coming, probably.
Right.
So,
yeah, it's just a sad day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really was.
It was a sad day.
I talked about how many people were influenced by him that got into the business, too, you know, that were wannabes.
But you turn on the radio and you hear Bob Uecker's, it's baseball.
It's baseball
it's
season.
It's baseball.
Right.
And, then,
and I really like the guys they have now, Jeff Levering and Wayne Grindle. I mean, they're really good, top of the game, but it's not the same.
They don't have the stories as Bob
Uecker. They don't have the stories.
And it's amazing how many stories Bob Uecker had.
Right.
My goodness.
And it was always good when they were getting beat badly or they were way ahead because they could tell more stories.
Yeah. But I wonder if we could get Uecker's stories of baseball.
I don't know.
See, we could sell it like Paul Harvey.
Yeah, I have talked to the network on that one.
him and his stories, they were just some great times. And he made it interesting to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
So
yep, lots of summer days.
Kind of like you and I do.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Something like that. So, but anyway, any plans for the weekend?
Not too many. I like those kind of weekends.
Yeah.
I like my lazy Saturdays.
You like those, don't
yep,
you?
Yep, yep. Get rested up for the sweating with the oldies on Saturday nights.
So you actually sleep in then, don't you?
I sleep in. I take a little nourishment, go sit back on the recliner, and then I may doze off. And then June will say, "You just woke up!"
Again, see, I don't think she really sounds like that.
No, she doesn't sound
but
like that.
You should play another John Denver because you just lost your bank account.
You just woke up. I know. It's my dream day. You wanted to give a shout out to a couple of gentlemen that really hit a remarkable achievement at this week's Red Cross blood drive at the community center. 26 gallons total now for these two guys in their lifetime. Clifford Judson and Joe Durst. So congratulations to both of those guys.
Aren't they four quarts to a gallon?
Think about 5-gallon pails.
Oh,
you
my
know?
Goodness. That is amazing. I just look at 1 gallon milk.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, that's pretty impressive.
26 gallons. So congrats to Clifford and Joe, and thanks for that.
That's
a lifetime of goodness.
Oh, right, my goodness, without question. That is amazing. So 4 quarts per gallon, but remember yesterday? You know,
I never sunk in. I still have to, if I'm measuring something, it's like, wait a minute. Okay. Pint, quart, okay. June? Oh, well.
I'll play John Denver on Monday.
What do you do?
Hey, did you know during John F. Kennedy's 6 years as a congressman, 8 years as a senator, and nearly 3 years as a president, he donated his entire salary to charity? Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
I did know that. Okay.
Yep.
Well. Huh. Do you know anything else?
No, not much.
Here's something that...
Don't ask me what I did, you know, yesterday, but I remember those kind of things.
Oh. Well, what'd you do this morning?
I got up.
Oh, that a boy. Office desks have 400 times more bacteria than toilet seats.
Is that correct?
That's correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did not know that.
Yes. And now I'm sitting here. I'm going to start wearing rubber gloves in here, Phil.
Yeah.
I'm going to wear a bodysuit in my office because I can barely find my desk.
We'll have to get the Mythbusters on that and see if that's really true.
So you don't... Are you just...
Oh, it's probably true. But I remember they debunked the rumor that the dog's mouth is cleaner than a human.
Yeah,
They debunked that.
I've seen my dogs eat stuff. You know what? Keep that.
Come on.
Keep that to yourself. Yes. And you know what? Stay out there for about a day.
Mm-hmm.
The Western Gorilla Lowland Gorilla's scientific name is Gorilla, Gorilla, Gorilla.
Is that right?
That's right.
Wow. Did not know that. One of your cousins, right?
Well, it's three cousins.
Three cousins. Third cousin.
Gorilla, Gorilla, Gorilla. And the third power.
Yes.
The lowest temperature ever measured on Earth, besides this weekend, was 126, minus 126 degrees Fahrenheit in Antarctica.
Wow.
Yeah, after a while, it's cold.
Yeah, I don't think the vibe would start in that. You never know, though.
I saw a vibe yesterday.
You did?
I did. I thought of you. But it had a bumper on the front, or one of those collision racks for deer or something.
Yeah, I've seen those. I should get one of those.
Yeah, you should get one of those.
Right. Because that's the only problem I've ever had with... I've had two vibes in my lifetime.
I think it's better if you just put them on the side.
Yeah, I was going to say. Like, I think
just run right
into one ran right into me and knocked off the side mirror and everything else.
Did it make you mad?
Yeah, it made me really mad.
Well.
Because I think I just had it fixed from the previous deer collision.
Oh, so. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of drives you nuts, doesn't
it? Yep. The old vibe, though, and it really consisted this way, and I just noticed yesterday, see, it's warmed up.
Mm-hmm.
The check engine light went off.
Oh. Yeah. Doesn't like the cold.
Doesn't like the cold. So, and I've had it checked out over the years. Like, oh, that's like a, I don't know, like a...
sensor?
It's an exhaust sensor or something. But anyway, when it gets really cold. So this weekend, the check engine light will come on. And then as soon as it warms up to like 30, it'll go off. You never see it all summer or fall.
Well, as soon as it warms up for baseball season, like to 25, we should be good to go.
I have broadcasting days when it was that cold.
Hey, the mystery cup. We found your mystery cup.
I know. That was nice of you. Yep. Thank you.
So I get, and this is the deal. I got a, was it a gift for Christmas?
It was a gift last year. 24.
And we lost the cup. It was actually a couple weeks before, wasn't it?
Maybe. I don't know.
No, but it was Christmas gift, and it's a Stanley.
It's very nice metal container.
It's a Stanley thermos. It has a squeeze. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we've lost this cup for over a year now, or pretty close to almost a year.
I felt really bad.
Yeah, felt really bad, so he hid it from me for a while.
No, I didn't hide it.
So Phil was thinking that it was in his vehicle.
Yep, never found it.
Never found it. Well... Henry found it in his vehicle. Under the seat. And it blended in.
Yeah.
With the seat. So you have retained your cup again.
Mystery solved.
It is. We can put that one in Majeski files, and it's done.
Mr. Majeski's file cabinet.
Yep. It's done.
Okay.
It's mystery solved. And we figured out that it was probably when we went to see Ithaca at Potosi.
Riverdale.
No.
Riverdale at Pecatonica. I think.
No.
Baseball.
You don't think it was last year's basketball?
Was it that long ago?
Yeah, it's...
I didn't think it's been missing that long, but it might be.
It was missing for a while.
Hmm.
But it doesn't matter.
I'm glad you found it. Mystery solved. Because I was feeling bad. And the guy got me a Christmas gift, and I lost it.
It was a nice cup.
Yeah.
I mean, but it's only $4 for finder's fee and storage fee. Don't worry about it.
Is that all it is?
Okay. Yeah, I'll send you a bill. Octopus ink doesn't just hide the animal, Phil. The ink also physically harms enemies. It contains a compound called tyronanese, which in humans help control production of the natural pigment.
Really?
Yep.
Well, we're all much better off now that we know that.
Well, so you know what? I want to send you off on this great Friday day with something about octopuses.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
You're welcome, buddy. Huh. I hope everybody have a great day, have a great weekend, and be kind.
Sounds good. That's Hank Gray.